proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
You know, they say your phone's always listening to you and watching you and all of that. Mm-hmm. But you can go into a setting and say that for it not to do that. But does that even work?
It does work. But the reason, so I get a notification to, I'm reading the Bible on an app in a year with this group, my high school Concord friends. And it notifies me every day to read it. But every time I say a cuss word, ironically, it notifies me at that time. The reason I get the notification is to remember to do it because I will forget. So I can't turn it off because I will forget and I'll get behind and then I can't catch up.
Yeah. But it hears you cussing and then says, hey, you got to read, you need to read your Bible.
Yep. Every time. And I really only cuss here because I don't cuss at home because of my kids and I do better. But here, you know, we're just joking. It is fun and whatever. It's funny. It's fun. You know, well, I'm one of the dudes.
Yeah,
you
but
know
I mean, what I? she's not, you know, using the C word and all that kind of stuff.
No.
Well, not when you're here.
She doesn't even. Well, that's good. Wait till I'm gone.
No.
So it's not just a, you know, bunch of trashy cussing.
Right. Like, I'll be like,
but she does cuss more than the rest of us.
I do. Well, yeah. Like, I'll say damn or hell. You know, I won't go into the big, like, the F-bombs all the time. You know, what? Well, okay, it's happened a couple times. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. I'm trying to do better, Rob. But it does, it pings me every time. And I'm like, is my phone hearing me? I mean, it does.
How often, how many notifications do you get a day on from that app?
A lot. Because it's reminding me.
So you need to read. If you don't read it and then cross it out, then it'll keep doing it until you do.
And typically, when I put the kids down for a nap and I go down for my nap, I read it before my nap because it makes me tired.
So all the rest of the times of the day, you're just hitting snooze on it.
Yeah. I'm just like, ignore. Yeah. It's like, don't ignore me. You cussing.
How much do you have to read a day to get through the whole thing?
It's like 6 pages or something, like little phone size pages.
Will this be the first book you've ever read?
Ever.
But, I mean, that'd be a good one to start with.
Yep. It's probably the best one.
And you think you know about the Bible. Like, I don't know, we joked about it one time. But, you know, I grew up in church. I've heard stories, but reading it is way different.
Which version is it? Is it the King James? The new edition?
NIV. Mm-hmm. NIV, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How'd you know that, Rob?
Why do you look at me like that?
Because I'm shocked that you knew.
Like I'm a godless heathen.
It's a common thing.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Common knowledge to people who aren't heathens.
Okay. What I love is that it can narrate it for you in different voices.
Oh.
So I have the, it's almost like a mixture of Australian and I don't know. It's a cool accent. And
we
I'm
need
like,
to hear it to see how far it is from Australia.
Okay, it's a mixture between.
Please, you gotta play it.
I've never seen that as an option.
Okay.
You know, you can
100% we have to hear
okay,
this.
You can do Australian, British, Scottish, or a combination of the three.
Yeah.
A hybrid version. It's a hybrid accent.
Yeah, listen, it is the furthest thing from Australian. I'm just saying it's a mixture of, it's a compilation of, I want you to hear it.
Please.
We do too.
Hang on.
I cannot wait.
Make sure my ring's on. Or my
Job chapter 14. Mortals born of woman are a few days and full of trouble.
That's basically British.
Yeah, I think it's British.
Okay, well, what?
English.
That's and let me switch narrator. Hang on.
That's a great voice, though. That
Okay. Yes, he probably charged a fortune.
14. Mortals born of woman are a few days and full of trouble. They spring up like flowers and wither away.
Flies.
Wither away.
They do not
South Asia.
Yeah, that sounds like a Middle Eastern voice. They're like what Jesus was dealing with.
Okay, and then this one.
Job 14. Mortals born of woman,
that's dramatic.
Are a few days and full of trouble. They spring up like flowers and wither away, like fleeting shadows.
Sounds like AI.
That's with the harmony in the back.
We got background the music.
Job 14.
Whatever.
Mortals born of woman are a few days and full of trouble. They spring up like flowers and wither away.
Man.
Like fleeting shadows.
Where is the strong Southern accent voiceover of that.
Right.
Right.
Like we had in church growing up.
That's what I'm saying.
And the Lord said.
And Job said to.
That's right there.
I've been listening to a lot of audiobooks, and none of them are like American doing the audiobooks.
Because they hate us.
I hate that.
Yeah, because then that would mean that it's not as sophisticated, Rob.
Yeah, it does sound more regal almost.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a bunch of bullshit. I wouldn't be supporting no foreigners like that.
Why does the book Sea of Trolls need a British person?
First of all, Sea of Trolls is what you're reading?
Yeah, I'm listening to it, thank you. I'm reading Norse mythology, but...
Oh, God.
Mm. All right, we need to get you on the Bible app.
Yeah, maybe. Peter North's mythology? Yeah. The classic porn star.
Oh,
The Sea of Trolls is a fantasy novel for children.
Right. It's a we chose that to be a companion piece to the Norse mythology that's part of my book club.
Wait, you're in a nerdy book club? Uh-huh. Cool.
The next one is called A Deadly Education.
Hmm. Who are these your same Dungeons & Dragons group people? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so you just do a book club with it?
Yep. They got me.
But you don't, nobody had the idea to maybe, you know, try something outside of what you already do all the time. Well, try something new.
Well, the book club isn't just nerdy books, but so far they are. One person who did one chose a Tom Clancy book.
Okay.
But now he's divorcing out of the group, so.
Oh, because he's too cool for y'all.
Yeah. No.
No, he's getting a divorce.
Right.
And so.
Oh.
He's not going to be in the group right. anymore.
Oh, I thought you meant divorce. No, yeah.
We are, he's excommunicado.
Right.
Really? Yeah, because he's going to be out chasing tail.
Heck yeah.
He's probably relieved as hell.
Y'all have fun with you. See your trolls. I'm trying to get some stank on hang day. Smell it.
All right, sorry. My God. I've missed that. Oh.
I was just about to say when you were talking about cussing. That Riggins doesn't cuss as much, but when he does, it's just like a wrecking ball.
I love it.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.